When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of the information in this book was really trying to push me to identify what was my worst day. And that was really hard for me.
That was yeah.
Really hard. I was like, I've had a lot of shitty days. Mm-hmm. I've had so many shitty days. I'm like, what is my worst? So yeah, but the only thing I am like trying to apply this to is like, what is really truly my worst day and how can I start unfolding that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, can I take ownership of a sucky part of me?
Yeah.
It's one of the many mistakes in my book is I went on after I described the situation of finding my mom passed out on the toilet when I discovered she was an alcoholic. I explained it doesn't have to be that big. It's not one worse day, but I didn't do it well enough because as I've talked to people, that's what they get hung up on. Well, I didn't have a day that bad. I don't remember a day that bad. I know childhood wasn't perfect. And so I didn't communicate well enough that it's not one day. Our childhood is filled with hundreds, if not thousands, of worst days. And one of the failings of society is we try and grade trauma. I did talk about in the book that, you know, unless it's been really bad, you didn't go through trauma. Well, that's the problem in society. We go through trauma every day of childhood. Simple little things. I can't remember, I lose track of all the things I have done videos about and blogs about and whether it's in my book or the next book or, but a perfect example of that is when I was a kid, I was about 12 years old and I reached into the refrigerator to grab cottage cheese. I was just hungry. And my mom comes screaming over, "No, no, 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 that's for the dogs." Just scared the living heck out of me. Well, because we don't teach parenting, because we don't teach emotional mastery, because we're all perfectly imperfect, even if we taught those things, my mom wasn't able to communicate to me that, one, she was bad at managing money. My dad had her on a budget. Because, you know, we weren't rich or anything, so there's a certain amount. Now, she had four kids within 5 years of each other, all of us athletes, we eat like horses. So you have one problem, she can't manage money very well. Two, she's worried about, if I don't manage the food, I won't be able to feed these kids. And three, she used the cottage cheese to hide the dog's pills when they're sick. Well, what I heard when my mom came running and screaming at me was, "You're a bad kid if you eat. If you eat, I don't love you. And oh, by the way, in this house, we feed the dogs before we feed the kids." Did she say any of that? And that's the problem with trauma. Trauma is primarily about perception. It's not the actual act. It's how we perceive the act. And so do you hear how my perception of what happened is all makeup. It's all what I, but the way emotions work. We're not born with emotions. They are learned responses that we get from watching our parents and the definitions they place on things and society and culture, TV, movies, all of those things. So I had learned, wait a minute, that's what this behavior means. I'm a bad child. I'm not loved if I eat, and we feed dogs before kids. Well, nobody, even clinical psychologists, therapists, almost everybody on the planet would just go, "Oh, that's not a big deal. She just got a little upset about food," and you know, no one would classify that as trauma. Well, here's the result. For nearly 30 years, I starved myself. If you'd ask me to go to dinner, I'd say, or lunch, anything, ask me to eat at any time, I go, no, I'd get angry. It's like, I can't stand eating. It bores the hell out of me. I don't like to eat. I played pro hockey and I lived off three super big gulps and ding dongs. I wouldn't eat. So in those moments, we develop a false persona. We develop an adaptation, which I thought was, I'm just a person who doesn't like food. And so my point to you is, a mistake I made in telling that dramatic story, I didn't do enough to communicate, it doesn't have to be dramatic like this. I know I gave some little examples, but I didn't do it well enough because everyone really gets moved by that story, but not the little ones. And so, you know, it's my perfect imperfection is trying to teach all of this that I didn't, you're sitting here going, where's my worst one? Where's my worst one? And yet you're rifling through all of the, they're all of those are relevant. And then the next step is kind of like with Sierra is, your reaction, oh, I don't like that one. Mm-hmm. I'm not, and that's okay if you're not ready to deal with it.
Right.
The fact that you're at least dropping the denial, the self-deception, and the shame, and willing to recognize, okay, there's something there. Mm-hmm. It's okay if I'll put it off for a while, like as I admit, I still do that at times.
Right.
But the suggestion to you is to switch the definition of trauma and worst day, and look at any event in your childhood where you had an adverse emotional reaction. That's trauma. It can be the smallest thing. That's traumatic. And that's why it's, and the reason for that is, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is we've never dealt as a society and culture with emotions or feelings. The first psychology book was written in the late 1800s. Then you have Freud and Jung in the early 1900s, but it really wasn't until the 1970s with the first reality TV shows of Phil Donahue and Oprah where people actually started talking about emotions and parenting and childhood and relationships. We never dealt with it. So think of that. When it comes to dealing with trauma, relationships, parenting, after millions of years of being on this planet, we're 50 years into it. So draw the correlation. What that means is, emotionally, as a species, we haven't even learned how to build a fire or build tools. That's how underdeveloped and uneducated we are about the impact of these things. Now, most people's initial reaction to that is gonna be childhood shame. Oop, there it is again, I'm bad. You know, like a lot of people listening to, you know, when they listen to this video or watch it, that's gonna be their initial reaction. Just like me with cottage cheese. They're gonna drop right into childhood, feel like I'm the parent shaming them, saying you're uneducated, you're dumb, which we all felt in childhood, and you don't know what you're doing and all of that. And that right there is the proof of the worst day cycle. You're not present because emotions are learned. And so the solution is, if any of you are triggered by that stuff, is to recognize your emotional trigger at anything we talk about today or anyone watching, it's all back there. It's not here. And that's why we want to learn about that. And so that's why we can, once we learn about that in our adult relationships, we can go right back here, deal with this so that I can actually be an adult with you.
Right.
Otherwise, we're just children, regardless of our age. So does that give you a little, does that softens it and make you go, oh, and so you being a life coach, now think of your clients, whenever they talk about anything, getting them to go back here, and it doesn't, you're not looking for a dividing line. It's all impactful.
Right.
And so every little nugget out of their mouth is a potential solution. Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. Thank you. So much. Thank you.